And there came one of the seven angels, which had one of the seven vials, and talked with me, and said to me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore, and set upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have fornicated, and the inhabitants of the earth are made drunk with the wine of the fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names and blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was written the name of a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with a great admiration. And the angel said to me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Behold the beast that was, and is not, seven kings, five have fallen, one is, the other's not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, goeth into perdition. The ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength to the beast.
Great city.